Hello, I'm Mariam. I'm sure you've heard of Sherlock Holmes, Britain's most famous sleuth. Well, I'm going to tell you about the Hound of the Baskervilles, perhaps one of his strangest cases. One day, Holmes and Dr. Watson are visited in London by Dr. Mortimer, whose friend, Sir Charles Baskerville, has been found dead in mysterious circumstances. Close to his body was a gigantic paw print. Mortimer is dead certain that a huge dog is responsible for the death. According to legend, an enormous black hound has haunted the Baskerville family for centuries. Intrigued, Holmes agrees to help protect the new heir to the estate, Sir Henry Baskerville, who Mortimer believes is in deadly danger. Sir Henry has been warned in a note to stay away from Baskerville Hall, and, bizarrely, two of his shoes have gone missing. Watson is sent on ahead to Baskerville Hall. On arriving in deepest Dartmoor, Watson's suspicions are raised by the strange behaviour of the butler and his wife. He also learns that a convict, Selden, has escaped from a nearby prison. Watson sees Barrymore, the butler, signalling to someone on the moor in the dead of night. Watson also meets the Stapletons, a brother and sister who are neighbours. Beryl Stapleton, thinking he is actually Sir Henry, warns Watson to leave the area immediately. The plot thickens. Walking outside one night, Watson stops dead in his tracks. A blood-curdling howl comes from the moor. The hound! Then Watson spies a strange figure standing on a hilltop. Dr. Watson has gone on ahead and has encountered strange goings-on. It turns out that the Barrymores have been signalling to Selden, the escaped convict, who is Mrs. Barrymore's brother. Watson and Sir Henry set off in search of the mysterious figure on the moor, only to discover that it's Holmes, gone undercover to gather clues more easily. Holmes knows that Beryl is in fact Stapleton's wife, not sister, and believes Stapleton is responsible for Sir Charles's death. Suddenly, there is a spine-chilling howl, then dead silence. They rush to find a man at the bottom of a cliff, stone dead. He'd clearly been running from someone or something and fallen. It's Selden, in Henry's clothes supplied by his sister. But Henry had been the real target. The three men set a trap. Henry goes to dinner with Stapleton whilst Holmes and Watson watch from a distance. Suddenly, out leaps an enormous hound and attacks Henry. Holmes shoots it dead. They search for Stapleton on the moor, but on finding his boot, realise he's drowned in a swamp. "How did you know it was Stapleton?" asks Watson. "Hugh Baskerville's portrait," replies Holmes. "'Twas a dead giveaway." Stapleton was a dead ringer for Hugh, so I knew they were related. He wanted to kill Henry to inherit the fortune. He unleashed his vicious hound to give Sir Charles a heart attack. He then trained it to track Henry. "The missing shoes!" exclaimed Watson. "Holmes, you're a genius." "Elementary, my dear Watson," replied Holmes. And that concludes his investigation and this story. I hope you enjoyed it, and join me again soon. Bye for now.